Hello, my name is Brendan Evans. I work at Schaeffler Canada Automotive here in Stratford, Ontario, Canada. I work here as an engineering technologist responsible for heat treat, injection mold plastics, as well as some fully automatic and semi-automatic assembly cells. How did I first get involved with the heat treat industry? I first got involved when I was an intern working here in 2016-2017 on grinding stock reduction. The goal was to reduce our grinding cycle times as well as abrasive consumption, and that involved using heat treat growth and doing heat treat growth studies. And from those studies, I kind of got more interested in the heat treat industry and that side of operations here. And when I was ready, I was appointed as the technologist for heat treat. What do I find most intriguing about the heat treat industry? For me, I'd say it's the induction heat treat process. We do have several induction heat treat machines here in Stratford, and seeing firsthand a part get heated red hot to above 1500 Fahrenheit in 8 seconds, it definitely drew me in, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about how that was possible and how that could be achieved. And then from there, I grew kind of an interest in eddy current and non-destructive testing using similar methodologies. And I've always been kind of fascinated with how that process is achieved and wanted to learn more about it. What am I most excited about over the next 5 years in the heat treat industry? I think it's going to be continued developments in induction heat treat coil manufacturing processes and technologies. Over the past few years, we've gone from only using traditional manufacturing techniques to make inductor coils to now using 3D printing and additive manufacturing to achieve more complex designs and tackle more complex problems. And I think that over the next few years, as technology continues to develop, we'll see some really cool developments in terms of induction coil technology, cooling methods, and the parts that they can heat treat through the induction process. I think that will make a very big impact on the industry, and I'm excited to see how that development continues. A few parting words. I'd say for me, in my experience here in Stratford, a lot of the upper management kind of considered heat treat to be this sort of black box. You'd send parts into a furnace, they'd get heated up, and they'd come out the other end hardened and ready to go for your subsequent processing. But as you kind of get more and more involved, you realize that there's far more depth to it than that. And even though we don't do the most complex heat treating processes here, there's still lots to learn and lots to kind of draw you in and make you want to learn more. So from my perspective, I started out not being as interested in the heat treat side of operations here, and definitely found a home with the team that we have here in Stratford, and had a wonderful time learning from a lot of the experience here and kind of using that knowledge to drive through some projects and make some really positive change here. So I've had quite the pleasure working with this team here in Stratford. We're a great team, and I'm excited to continue to do that in the future. Thank you very much for this nomination. I'm very proud and very happy to be nominated and awarded as one of the Heat Treat 40 Under 40.